Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astro Mind 2012. My name is Adrian, and we're just waiting on a very close friend of mine. She is a psychic and clairvoyant. She's been doing readings for quite some time now. I myself have been doing it since I was 16. I am now 30. For me, doing readings is a passion. It's something that I love doing. It's something I love helping people, even if I don't gain anything from it. But I've always had a fascination for the supernatural and the paranormal. And I was always into, I always had the fascination about symbolism. Symbolism is very, also very powerful. Symbolism has to go all the way back to the time of the early Egyptian times. And even further back than that, you know, but if we look at the United States Tower in New York City, the tower itself represents the twin flame energy. As you can see, a woman holding a flame in her hands, and then you see the crown around her head. That the crown represents the mother goddess, which she's an underworld goddess, is what she was, and she represents our freedom from, you know, breaking through, free from the underworld, and we see the flame pointing into the heavens. You know, that represents the twin flame energy. So we look at symbolism as we look at different things, how it, you know, what does symbolism mean? You know, it has different interpretations to symbolism. So, anyways, we're just waiting for our friend Monica to call in and see if she calls in, and we'll go ahead and play some music while we're waiting.
Child, you
001 area. I think this is Monica. Let's go ahead and bring her on the air. Monica, you're there.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, I guess I had the wrong person. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Lisa, I'm in Arkansas.
And how can I help you tonight?
Well, I was wondering what you see in regards to myself and a guy named Dave.
Okay. And how long have you known this guy, Dave?
Well, I've known him about 6.5 years.
6.5 years?
Uh-huh.
And how has your relationship since you've been in a relationship with this person?
Well, I'm not sure that you would say that we're in a relationship right now. So that's, you know, kind of my question is, you see what you see developing there.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and look at my chart and see what percentage your connection is. Can you hold on a minute?
Sure.
I'm just trying to find the right chart for you. Yes and no charts. Okay. Okay, I found it. All right, let's go ahead and look into your chart and see. Who your connection is. Okay, so the pendulum is saying right now you're at 50%, and that's right where you want to be, so there is a possible relationship with this person.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to know?
Well, just so far as, so right now you're saying it's about halfway there? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's at 50%, so 50-50 would mean, you know, halfway there, halfway not. So it's kind of like you're on a scale. If you were to scale it, you know, you both would be in balance. So that's right where you want to be, like your connection, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else? Oh, guess that was it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome everybody back for a reading tonight. You can go ahead and call in, get your tarot reading, your chart readings. If you want to get your chart readings, your tarot readings, your rune readings, call in now, get your readings, and I'll go ahead and answer yes and no questions for you regarding relationship, health, finances, career decisions, clearings, energy blockage clearings, Anything that you would like to know, personal motivations, what's going on, healing remedies, relationship compatibility, cancer prevention, diseases, whatever you want to know, go ahead and call in. It looks like we got a caller. Let's go ahead and bring them back in the 661 area. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I
and,
here?
You are here. And what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Jane. I'm calling from Toronto.
Toronto? Okay. And how can I help you tonight?
Just a question regarding my career. I'm looking to do a career change and looking for a new job. So, you see me finding a new job soon, and what type of work do you see me doing?
Sure. Let's go ahead and look into that. Will she be getting a new job? That's why I'm asking the pendulum. And the pendulum says that is a yes, you will be getting a new job, and it will be a better one.
Okay.
What kind of work that you're doing? I'm just checking to see what kind of work you'll be doing.
Okay.
What do you do now?
I work in the travel industry.
Okay, because it keeps going to travel. But this one keeps saying that you're going to go into, like, sales.
Sales?
Yeah, you're going to go into sales.
Okay.
Have to do with sales and accessories.
Okay. And do you see me getting a new job this year?
Let me check if it'll be this year. How long have you been with your current job?
For quite some time.
You've been kind of stagnant.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
And you've been kind of stagnant with your same job.
Yeah.
And saying yes, you will. It will be this year.
And do you know, like, when this year?
Let me check here. Of what month, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Saying yes to the house one. Okay, when?
Okay.
Oh, interesting. In 2 months.
In 2 months from now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we still got some time for to do some readings. Tarot, pendulum charts, whatever you like to call in, go ahead and get your tarot card reading, numerology reading, whatever. I'll be happy to assist you. Callers on right now. I don't have any callers.
Okay.
But, we can go ahead and just put out the energy and that we'll get some more callers. I had two callers and we did some clearings and they want to know about job and relationships, so I did that for them.
Okay.
And, so now we're just playing the waiting game. How you been?
All right, I'm on my way home right now, so I'm talking to you while I'm driving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what did you want to share to our audience about things that you felt and experienced lately?
Oh, just that if they're feeling out of sorts or irritated, frustrated, stressed, maybe a little depressed, it's because the magnetic fields are in fluctuation right now. So right now it's kind of like a little bit on the negative side that we're feeling. So hopefully not everybody is as affected. If they are, they can meditate or burn a neck candle, burn some incense, do something relaxing. Something like that. Always staying positive. That's a good thing. Just keep in mind that it does pass.
Oh, that's good.
Uh-huh.
And how does it affect a lot of the light workers?
For us, it's a thing where we will have some little situations. It will be maybe with people, or we'll maybe wake up feeling a little under the weather, or again, we'll feel frustrated, maybe stressed a little more. If you step outside, you may feel differently. For some reason, the atmosphere might feel differently to you. That's usually the way you'll feel, or you'll be not able to concentrate, things like that. But again, it passes. It's just something that happens when the fluctuation's happening.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And where are these... can you explain to us what are they for, the things that we're going through right now or experiencing?
Sure, that's part of the awakening process for us. As light workers, we are always in a never-ending process of emerging more and more. Our DNA is waking up more and more.
Uh-huh.
Our bodies are becoming crystalline, as they pronounce it.
Uh-huh.
For us, it could be with headaches, things like that. You may feel like you're trying to catch the flu. Sometimes you'll think it's allergies, things like that. But again, like it's the awakening process for us.
So you just tell us prior to the awakening process?
Yes.
And how many people do you think that this is affecting right now? Do you think it's affecting a lot of a big majority of the world right now? Or?
Oh, yes, I believe it is. In fact, it's different for everyone. Not everybody progresses as fast as other people. Again, those that have awakened like us and are still awakening, and then there's some that have just started to begin awakening. For them, it's going to be a little more difficult, especially during this time. But I believe the majority of the world is beginning to feel it. And those that, unfortunately, there are some that don't want to accept it, so they're probably having a rougher time than most people. Hopefully not.
Oh, okay. And how do you feel it's affecting our president and a lot of his decisions, like things that he's, a lot of his decisions trying to lead America to a better place? But how do you feel that that's affecting him, you know, as a president?
Well, honestly, I'm really not into politics. I kind of shy away from all that. I really don't listen to TV much, but from what I can tell, from what I've picked up, he's dealing with a lot of things. He's got an agenda that is probably not his anyway. That's the way I see it. I don't know if it's true or not, but to me, I believe it is true. For mm-hmm. him, it's going to be a difficult thing. He's going to have to prove a lot of things to a lot of people. Apparently, a lot of everything that he said and promised hasn't been fulfilled. So we'll just wait and see what happens with that.
But do you feel these magnetic energy waves are affecting his decisions as president?
They could. I'm sure anybody that is at least partly aware, they're going to be affected. So if he is, then he will be affected. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and regardless if you are human or not, it's going to affect you. And even if you haven't awakened, is that what you're saying?
Right.
So we're just seeing the glimpse of the man behind the curtain. But you know that when we reach to that greater state of awareness, people will see it for what it is.
Yes, they will. They're beginning to. In fact, a lot of people are beginning to see everything for what it is. Their eyes are more open now. They're less susceptible to believing a lot of the lies that were being told. But again, there's new propaganda, new problems, new situations, new events that are happening. There's always something happening in the world and around the world that keeps people preoccupied. They want to keep confusion up on a high scale because it lowers our vibration. And that way, if you're confused and stressed out, you won't pay attention to what's really going on. You won't be able to see it. So hopefully, with these train wrecks, these derailments that are happening like in Spain and all over the world, these catastrophes that are happening, I believe that they're not pure accidents. I believe they're being done for a reason.
So why do you think they're creating all this distraction to distract people?
So that people won't see the real reason behind it all, and which is to keep us confused and stressed out and worried about things, because again, it lowers the vibration.
This is going to sound really weird, but I was listening to a song called The Wayseers.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about this. They talk about this distraction that you're talking about.
Yes.
To keep us distracted, and like video games. Yeah.
Exactly.
But we don't know what the hell's going on.
Right. Anything that lowers our vibration is something that they want to keep at a high momentum for us, unfortunately.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes. And for us light workers, it's going to be a constant battle, but it's not going to be something that cannot be, overcome.
And that's why we're experiencing the things that we are now.
Exactly.
All the stress, all the sadness, all the depression, all the loneliness, things that humans experience.
Exactly.
They're starting to heighten. I noticed the feelings.
Yes. And that's what they want to work on, all the negative feelings.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to attack the light workers more then?
Oh, yes. We are targets. Yes, definitely.
Wow. Well, and I think for a lot of callers, how do people protect themselves of all this? Like, what would you say? How do they prevent feeling this kind of emotion?
This is where your faith is really going to have to come into play for a lot of people. This is going to be, for you, your test. Right now, at this time, whatever you do, try and keep yourself as positive as possible. I'm not saying you can do it every minute of every day, of every hour of every day, but please try. That's the one thing that they can't keep from you is your free will, your choice, and that is keep yourself positive. Always try to be as loving as you can, because love is the most powerful thing in the universe. That's what God is all about, is eternal love. And if we can keep that up, keep that high, then I believe that that will help a lot, because it is very powerful.
So do you feel a lot of this negativity, not just, we know that it's not just affecting the light workers, but it's also affecting the people of the mundane? Would you say it's affecting them a lot more?
Yes. Those that have dealings, I'm not saying that you know, just for the good people, it's also for the people that, you know, they have the freedom of choice. Their choices are what make them. If they were to awaken, maybe, and see the light, that would help them too. But it's really, again, like I said, a matter of choice. But for, like you said, for those that are the mundane, it's affecting them like it is affecting everyone, for the good and the bad.
Yeah. Would you say it's affecting them more, or would you say that it's affecting the light workers more?
Well, honestly, I think it's just affecting everyone, honestly, on a high scale, because it's the negativity is just so high right now, but that's just because the magnetic waves are fluctuating. When it goes down, it's kind of eased up on everybody in the world. It's just gonna. It's like I said. It's just when it's at a high level, it affects everyone.
So I noticed it's been affecting our temperatures with the solar flares that we've been receiving.
Oh yeah.
I know that coming off the sun. What is your thought on that?
Gee, that's another story. the solar flares, that's going to continue. I believe I heard on one of the shows that I've listened to with James Horak, I think I mispronounced that. He mentioned that there are going to come some that are going to be coming around 2016, which are going to be huge, but we have been having solar flares. They just don't mention it. They don't talk about it. But if you look it up, if you read, you'll find out. You just gotta know how to research and look. There's a lot of people around the world that keep up with all that. Yes, they're going to continue. They're not as bad as they were, but they said that they will start again really bad around 2016. But let's hope not.
If they do, does this mean that we're getting closer to the sun?
That's a good question. I don't remember hearing about that part. It could be just that the solar flares are that just going to be that momentous, that enormous, that they're going to be so explosive that they're going to reach us and be more violent when they do reach Earth. I believe that's what they said.
When it reaches our atmosphere.
Right.
And how does the aliens, how are they going to respond to this situation?
That's a good question. I'd really like to know. if they do know, maybe they'll warn us ahead of time, maybe not. I know that we're always told they're not supposed to interfere, but then again, you know, if they're in it to help us out, as we're told, they're in it to be lend a helping hand, but not really more like in just giving advice. Maybe they'll advise as many people as they can, and maybe people will listen this time.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see in the next couple of years what happens.
Yeah. So do you feel this is just a temporary thing that we're going through, or do you feel it's going to be a long-term thing?
If it's going to be as bad as they said it's going to be world devastation. But we'll see. Don't know yet. And if the government knows or if people know, they're not talking about it. They're not letting the everyday people know.
They don't want them to know, right?
That's a good question. They probably don't want to let us know, because then what are we going to do? We're going to want help.
That's true. Well, we know the government has hid a lot of stuff from us.
Oh, yes.
We don't know if that's part of the plan or if that's something that's confidential. I don't know.
That's true. It'd be really great to have somebody finally come forward and speak the truth.
That's true.
Yes.
Well, we'll find out when that truth comes forward. Hopefully, we'll have a happy ending, you know.
Yes, I'd really like to have that for the world. As they said, we're supposed to take our place. Well, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for us to join the rest.
I am too.
Yes.
There has to be a better world than this.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And the reason why I say that is because look at all the negativity that we're all experiencing.
Yes, and a lot of people are experiencing more than others.
I'm trying to get Roy to come back on the show. Roy should be calling in here in a minute.
Okay.
It just makes us wonder what's turned people so dark. Does it have a lot to do with, we know we're being affected by everything, but I know it has a lot to do with free will, but are there some things that are out of our control that do affect us? Like these solar flares and all these other things, that the magnetic energy waves, like you're talking about, how do they play a big role in affecting us in our lives? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do a little more researching on that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I'm going to do some more research and then we'll get back to that.
But, my theory on it is I think it has a big effect because, you know, we hear about like these towers that the government's made and electromagnetic energy waves and everything that knocks us off balance. I mean, those are the things that they want. They want us to be off balance and be off our guard.
Exactly. Always off kilter.
So, and if they wanted people to really know, we wouldn't have to depend on the medical industry.
That's true.
So we are being duped, and that's the whole bottom line, you know.
Yes. With the chemicals they put in the water, the chemtrails we read about, things like that. The ingredients, the additives that they put in the foods now. Yes. All of that plays a part.
Yes, it does.
And I was reading, I did read about this stomach parasite that's going around. It's here in Texas and somewhere else, some other state. Is this something that they're experimenting with, or is this just a fluke, you know, something that happened? They said it had
like,
to do with contaminated water.
Sounds like it's something they've been experimenting with, you know?
Yeah. Because it's like in 3 or 4 different states, I think.
Yeah.
It has something to do with fresh vegetables and fruits.
Yeah. It looks like we got Roy on the line with us. Are you there?
Yes, hey, Jen, I'm here.
And we got Monica on that line. Monica's with
Hi,
us.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, Roy.
How you doing?
All right, and you?
Great.
That's good.
A lot better now after the retrogrades passed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was your conversation about?
We were talking about the magnetic fields and how the fluctuation is affecting a lot of people. And I was telling Adrian today that when I stepped outside, I just felt like it was a little off today. He told me the same thing.
Wow. And this will be interesting because I was just listening to a video from a message from the Pleiadians.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're saying is that we were going through a wake-up call.
Ah.
For all the, yeah. And that's why we're all feeling, you know, some kind of shift.
Interesting.
What they're saying is that what's going to happen is we're all going to be, you know, our DNA will become, you know, part of the 12th string.
Right.
Yeah, and once it does, then a lot of information is going to come through.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that might be why these people are experiencing more headaches and things like that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, a lot of people, it's affecting a lot of people in different ways.
Okay.
But what's interesting is they were saying that the reason they've come back, you know, to help a lot of, you know, people, you know, that are of the light, because the light is information. And the darkness is where we don't get any information.
Exactly.
And that's what, you know, all these other sources are trying to do, you know, keep us away from that information.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah. But what was real interesting was they were talking about there's a lot of reptilians out there.
Yes.
People who look like they're human, but they're reptilians.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel that, you know, we're going to get a lot more information on that also.
Wow. In other words, you're going to let us go? We're going to be able to see them, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you remember that one movie where that guy wore them dark glasses?
Right.
And he is able to see them?
It was called They.
It's called They Live.
Yeah.
They Live.
That was an awesome show.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
But,
yeah.
You know, I've always thought, too, where do these people that make these movies, where do they get that information from?
Yeah, I know.
To make
they had to write a book. They had to write a book or something.
Where they were getting this information from somebody else.
First hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or some other source.
I believe that's what happened.
Yeah.
Been getting it firsthand.
And that's interesting because a lot of our famous people, you know, like Einstein, he used to get a lot of his information while he was asleep.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm getting he was doing a lot of astro traveling.
He had to have been.
Yeah.
Well, they also, too, he could also have been connecting with his higher self.
Right.
And getting that information also.
But how do we know that these, like, Pleiadians wasn't making contact with them, you know, during the astral?
That could have been a possibility, too.
Yeah.
Possibilities are endless.
The main thing in the astral, anything's possible.
That's very, very true.
Yeah. And how have you been doing?
All right. Taking care of business as usual.
Yeah. Yeah, every day's a challenge.
Yes, it is. That's very true.
Sure is.
Because you know, you don't know what's going to come at you.
Amen to that.
like a jungle. You don't know what's coming at you.
Exactly. Exactly. Like waking
like
up to a new day.
You don't even know if you're
sleeping anymore. Yeah.
Very true.
It's like you feel safe with God, but yet you feel like you just don't feel safe anymore.
Yep. Yes, I felt that
maybe,
way a few days.
Maybe back in my dad's days, but not now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, even then, it was, you know, it was quite a challenge, too, because there was so much people could pretty much do what they wanted.
Yeah, that's very true.
And, you know, and things could have got out of hand real easy.
And they did, I'm sure, a time or two.
Yeah.
That's
see, the whole thing is we know about everything now because of the media. The media knows a lot. You know, it puts a lot more on the news.
Yes, and it's costing some of them their lives.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Unfortunately, let's hope that the people realize that, and if more reporters start passing away in accidents and things like that, maybe we need to start realizing those are not accidents.
No. Mm-hmm. Especially when it affects somebody of great importance or they have a lot of money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or they have something to hide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that. What's his name? Snowden in Russia.
Oh, yeah.
And Russian airport. They won't let him leave it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I heard he he holds a lot of information about the government, our government. Secret information.
And apparently they admitted to a lot of it.
Yeah. And I guess he wants, you know, he told them if they come after him that he's going to turn it over to the media.
Oh, you mean the Illuminati?
Yeah, all of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. I think I read something about that.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate for a lot of people. I'm sure that a lot of innocent people were involved in that too.
Yeah. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. We don't know half of what really is going on.
Nope. They don't want us to find out, that's for sure.
No.
What's that?
I said a lot of that information is being exposed.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's being exposed, but not enough.
No. No, they want to silence it all.
I mean, it's like you only get a handful of people and you hypnotize them, but yet you have all these, still these people that haven't even awakened yet.
Yep.
You know, and that's interesting because this message that came from the Pleiadians, what happened was they've been, and we pretty much know this, that they've experimented with their DNA. And,
right.
And a lot of people who are not connected, you know, their DNA, that's why it's taken a lot of people a lot longer to awaken.
To activate the energies then.
Well, what they did was they split that DNA. And it needs to come back together.
Oh, okay. Those are the strands.
Yeah, those are the strands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'll have to send you a link, both of you, to this video that I was listening to. You'll be amazed.
Definitely, definitely. You have my email address, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Send it to me. I'd like to listen to that.
Yeah, I just find it weird, like I was asking Monica, how does these magnetic energy waves, how are they affecting people differently? Like, how are they, you know, what percentage does it affect them?
You know, and that's something because in this message, they were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Were they?
That we're all like a bunch of radio towers. And a lot of that is we're picking up stronger signals than others, you know.
Right.
If you're more of the light, you're going to get a stronger signal.
Exactly. You're going to feel it more.
So they'll affect us more than if you weren't of the light. Okay.
Yeah.
We got to hide ourselves of the dark then.
Yeah.
Put a cloak around ourselves. That makes sense.
So what I'm getting is, like, you know, you said before, we have to have a firewall.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
of these signals that are coming through.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Because I think what's happening is they're messing with those frequencies.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And that's what those, that's where those towers come into play.
Yeah.
So that's what they've been doing.
Yeah.
And we did talk about that a few months back, didn't we?
Yeah.
But they're getting stronger.
I mean,
because,
you know, why is there, okay, here's a good, why is there so many suicides now?
Yes, it's on the rise.
Yeah. I mean, it's not only the military, but it's, well, Utah's one of the highest suicide states.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people that are on antidepressants.
Yes, a lot more.
Yeah.
But that's what that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have two callers. Should we bring on one of the callers or?
Yeah, we go ahead and invite that caller on.
Okay. Let's go ahead and bring on the first caller from the 604 area. You're on the air.
Hello, thank you both. Hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Charlene. I've spoken to you guys both before a couple of times, and I think you're wonderful. I always appreciate your information. Thank you.
We welcome you back.
Thank you, Roy.
You're welcome. And we have a special guest with us tonight.
Okay.
Her name is Monica, and she's from Texas.
Hello.
Hi, Monica.
Hi.
And how can we help you tonight, Charlene?
Oh, you know, I saw it's such a long, complicated story with this man that I'm seeing, and he really is the love of my life. I did see him today. There's nothing I'd like more than to spend the rest of my life with him. So I guess, and you know, he says that he wants the same. There's things he's working through, so there's issues that he's got going on. Does that? And I feel he's my twin flame, right? So we've talked about this before. Does it feel like this is going to get there soon, or well, get there probably would be a better system.
Monica, what are you getting?
I'm getting that she needs to be a little more patient. You're feeling anxious more than usual. Is that right?
It goes up and down. I mean, it helps because I did, you know, I saw him today, and I hadn't seen him for a while, and there was a long, complicated, crazy story to it. So, and he suffers from anxiety. So, you know, I'm an empath, so I pick up on how he's doing. So,
right. That's why you're feeling it double, in other words.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just you're going to have to learn to let that go. There's a way that you know how to do that. You might want to do that. But just be patient. He is high strung. Shall I put it that way? Is that correct?
I'm high strung, or he is?
Oh, he is.
Yeah. He can be. He can be. He can be.
Yeah. That's why he's got the anxiety. He's gonna have to learn how to relax. I see him, he's a worrier. He worries a lot.
He does. He worries a tremendous amount. And crazy, he has to process all in his own mind. And
right.
I mean, we all do, but he take it to a little bit higher level, and he over, you know, he just, I don't know how he gets to something, but I guess for me, where my insecurities lie, it's like, you know, well, I just want to grow old with you. Like, how hard is that? And he's, you know, he just.
You're going to have to learn to really be patient with him. That is going to be the key to y'all's relationship. Patience.
Does it feel to you like his feelings are reciprocated?
Yes. It's just that because of the way he is, And because you do pick up on him when y'all are together, it's like you amplify his feelings. If he's stressed out, he feels it more. You're going to have to be able to be the one to balance that out. If you learn to do that, then he'll be more, he'll be more comfortable with you. He'll begin to respond to you more. That's the one thing, you're going to have to work on, is getting him to be more comfortable with you, more calm. You're going to have to learn to let that flow, kind of help balance that out. Adrian, is that what you're picking up?
Yeah, and I feel like her heart is in a good place, that there is a strong connection between them, and whatever you think about, what you co-create. So if you believe that's your twin flame, then that's what you'll create. But don't have high expectations. Remember to keep your expectations low. So that way, if anything ever happens, you know, you don't get, I call it black, you know, it's kind of like when a car hits you from behind and you got to be careful of that. And it's like he's behind you, but yet he doesn't see you, and he doesn't see it for what it is yet. And that's kind of why it's taken its course, like it's taken its time. And like Monica says, when they awaken and once that connection has been made, and then they'll open up their eyes to you. And there are possibilities of people who you wouldn't expect that would be your the right type of relationship for you, which is, I was told tonight in my reading, is that you got to give them a chance to prove themselves to you that they can be trustworthy and be a committed relationship. So I just wanted to share with that message with you tonight.
Thank you, Adrian. It's funny you should say even about the trust. And I feel like over the last bit, he has been waking up. There's complications with, like, my family does not support this. I don't know what he wants to be with me, he says. Do you feel that that's sincere? And do you feel like as well, Adrian, that he'll make this happen?
I do. I feel he'll see it for what it is. And like Monica said, to be patient, I feel like it will lead to that, that it's like you're going down a stream in a river, and I feel like there'll be smooth waters once you smooth it out. And right now it's just kind of stagnant. It's like stagnant energy that needs to be smoothed out, and once you smooth it out, then it won't be so crazy. See, for me, it's like my life is kind of crazy, which is why there's a lot of craziness around me. So the only way I could break free from that is if I break free from those people. It's like breaking a cycle. Once you smooth it out, smooth your energy out, then you'll see that your life will move a lot more smoother, you know. And that has a lot to do with even cleaning clutter out from your life. If you have too much clutter in your home, get rid of it. If you have too much clutter in your mind, get rid of it. Meditate. Go back to the very first time where you were happy. Let go of the past. If you can remember the very first time when you were happy and you weren't hurt, bring that forth. Bring that into the present time and let everything else from the past go. And that, I just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah, well, for me, maybe I still need to hear it for myself. I can't control how he does or how he responds to things. I do, we've both been in major transition, and I've just done a lot of serious decluttering over. It's stopped now for the last couple of months, but up until April, I got rid of a lot of stuff. And he has just gotten rid of a lot of stuff, too, and it's all sitting in storage. So it's funny you say that, because that's on target. Is he getting clarity through that, do you think, or do you feel?
Adrian, are you there?
We lost him, Roy.
Adrian?
Huh.
Hello. I'm not sure. We might have lost Adrian. His phone might have died. Are you still there, Charlene?
I am. Thank you, Roy. Hi.
Okay. I was just listening, you know, to Adrian and you talking, and I was picking up that he's been feeling some kind of blockages in his energy.
Ooh, that would, you know, okay, yeah. Yes, I would.
And that's why, you know, things haven't been moving, you know, very smoothly.
Right.
Because the first thing that came to me when you were talking, that he's a nice guy, but, and, there, you know, and you've been, you know, experiencing, you know, what, you know, what's been preventing you and him from getting, you know, and making this relationship happen.
Right.
Yeah. So, I feel that there needs to be a clearing done. And,
Adrian would be amazing for
hopefully
that.
Hopefully, Adrian will get back on the line.
Yeah, I was going to say. He did a clearing on me, and holy crap, he's wonderful. Like, he really.
Yeah.
I would so, and I was actually thinking about that earlier today. It was just like, I would love to see. Somehow, and I know you've looked at a few ways with marketing, but who's doing the producing for you guys?
Adrian has the charts, so
yeah.
I was hoping to let him know before we lost him.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to, you know, I wanted you and him to finish, you know, what you were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he'll probably call in again.
Yeah, he'll call back in a few minutes.
Yeah. How are you doing on your marketing with what you're doing? Because you guys really do wonderful work. And
the whole thing is we're seriously thinking about relocating.
Oh?
Yeah.
To where?
Actually, we're going to Las Vegas in September.
Okay, well, that one I knew about. Okay.
Yeah. We went there a few weeks ago, but it turned out to be a family thing because it was Adrian's birthday and his sister's birthday. And
okay.
It turned into be more of a vacation than a business travel.
Okay.
So what we're going to do in September is me and Adrian just going to go there and do business.
Good. Yeah, good. Well,
yeah.
I love to put my guides to work if I can remember to ask them.
Yeah.
And get them on it because they tend to be quite brilliant, you know, when we get out of the way. Yeah,
do you know who your guides are?
No, I know one of them is Michael, who's a cousin who passed away a few years ago. And aside of that, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I have a multitude, and I think, you know, I don't have, other than Michael, I call on any and all that can help.
Right.
And, you know, as a healer as well, what I try and do, pardon me, Monica, I don't like to come across as ego, but I try very hard to just come with the cleanest heart as possible with the healing work and connecting with people, right?
Yeah.
So.
Is Monica, are you still there on the line with us? I think we lost her also.
Well, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Adrian's back.
Hi.
But anyway, Adrian, I was telling Charlene that I was picking up that you need to do a clearing on her twin flame.
His name is Brian.
With your charts.
His name is
All
Brian.
Right.
And that would be fantastic if you could, or if there's one for me, you know, whatever is you're picking up for both of you, that would be wonderful.
We'll go ahead and ask permission from Brian.
Okay.
If Brian will allow me to do it, we'll see. And what's been going on with Brian?
Oh, Lord. There's been a lot of things that have happened with him. Really, a lot of his norm has been taken away from him. When I say norm, the things that he would usually do. So his work has changed, where he's had his place of business. He's not there anymore. He had a place that he'd bought and built from scratch with other people, of course. That he sold that, and that was a bit of a headache. Now he's very, my son had pressed charges against him. He was found guilty, so he's very concerned about that. You know, him and I have talked about marriage, and he has children with two women that are in around the same time frame, and it was through a crazy system how that happened. So, you know, I think that some of the things that have happened to him in the past are holding him back from, you know, feeling safe to go forward. He doesn't feel safe. He's scared. He thinks bad things happen to him. I feel like he does indeed love me, but he also, you know, he doesn't want to get in trouble. He doesn't want to hurt people, and he is very misunderstood. So he has a strong self-esteem sense of issues going on. I think, does that resonate for you?
Yeah.
What sign is it?
Aries.
So he
Nathan,
has,
what do you?
He has a hard time with turmoil and war. Being complete with himself, you know, with his higher self. He has a hard time not getting into drama and conflict and war.
It feels to him like it follows him. And I don't think it does. So, but, you know, but we all mirror things that we need. So, you know, anyway.
He attracts it.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to take responsibility for our own drama, but this is something that he needs to balance. He attracts that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah. Does it feel like his feelings are... Go ahead, yeah.
I'm just seeing what charts we need to start with first.
Thank you.
Clearing. Welcome. Okay, so it's saying light color therapy, that would be good for him. And then it fell into the source of the condition chart. So let's go ahead and do the light color therapy. Start with that. I'm just picking out the colors he needs for healing.
Thank you. Are you using indigo?
What's that?
Are you using an indigo?
Am I an indigo?
No, are you using an indigo color? I just got a sense of an indigo color in there. Sorry, I'm not meaning to interrupt you.
Oh, yeah, I am.
I thought so. I could feel that. Huh. Lovely.
Yeah, I went to indigo.
Yeah.
That's the first color I went to.
Yeah. It's penetrating really well. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to go ahead and bring up 70%. Go ahead and mark that into place. I'm just programming this into his chakras for you.
Thank you.
Locked it into place. Okay, there you go. Let's check his chakras, see if they're balanced. Oh, and answer to your question, yes, I am an indigo child.
Well, you both operate at an extraordinarily high frequency. Yes, you know that anyway, but I'm just acknowledging it auditorily.
Mm-hmm.
No, we thank you.
We've been told that.
Do you trust his feelings with me, that there's sincerity and love and fidelity there with me?
Yes, I do, because you feel it.
I do. We've talked about marriage, and of course, it's been a long time, so the patience is like, oh, it's so hard to hear, because it's been over a decade. It's been a long time. However, it takes my breath away. So, you know, I don't know what it is. It's frustrating. But it's made me grow inside, which has been very good for me. So, it's frustrating as you get when you get that time to, when you just have to resolve and, like, okay, this is what I want.
And I just need to ask you a question. How is your son and him getting along?
They're not. No, they're not.
And how do you feel about that?
Conflicted. However, I do believe that they will, given a chance. I think it's all still too raw for them. So I think that this is going to take some time. My son and daughters and I, we're working through this process right now. And, it's just going to take some time. And he'll realize that, you know, yes, it was wrong what happened, but it happened, and to let it go, because we all have things that happen to us. With Brian, what frustrates me is Brian's doing very little to fight for himself. It's almost like he feels like he deserves to be punished.
What happened between the two of them, it should have been talked about before and worked out, but it escalated to a higher level. It should have been not moved to that level.
Yeah. It's so frustrating. But like I said, I don't feel like he even tried to protect himself through this. I feel like he had a sense that he deserved it. And for me, there's nothing I want more in my life than to at least experience and try waking up with him every day and see if it works. You know, maybe I think that we'd make each other, you know, we'd be happy together, I think. But we won't know until we try. And it's like things get in our way. And that's, you know, so whatever it is that's blocking that, I pray that helps Andrea with what you did. It probably did, because I know you've done a healing on me. And
yeah.
I was astonished how it shifted my body. The entire chi changed very, very fast. So it's very effective. I know what it is.
You know, as you're talking, the first thing that came to me was not only, you know, that faith and trust go hand in hand together. So you, one can't be without the other, you know.
Right.
You have to have the faith and the trust. And, you know, and that goes for all of us, you know.
Right.
I have to prove that it can even help me at times, and sometimes I don't even believe it does.
It's throwing us, you know, for a loop also.
Well, yeah, that's a tough one, because you'll make plans and then life happens. And my belief with this particular man, with me, I believe that we're supposed to be together. I'm working at trying to stay out of my way. And
right.
that's It's been a challenge. I just know, and I know that love heals a lot of things. So
right.
That's pretty much everything if you want it to.
Another thing I'm getting that he's going through a lot of the experiences from past lives.
Right.
Yeah. And he needs to get past that, you know, whatever those blockages that he's feeling subconsciously.
Well, I appealed to him when we talked today because, I saw him and it was just, you know, the past is the past. You got to let it go. And I pray he heard me. And it's hard because it's almost like a mental disorder for him because he goes into depression. You know, he just gets so overwrought with himself. And it's frustrating because, you can't fix something for somebody else, right?
No.
It has to be their free will.
It's a hurdle that he has to get over.
You think he will?
It's a free will.
Yeah.
Right. Do you think that he will get over it?
He has the strength to get over it.
God don't give us nothing we can't handle.
That's right.
Thank you, Andre. Okay, are there any other messages for me that I need to know regarding the relationship with him and I, do you think? Or do you get anything?
Well, I could see what needs to be improved.
Okay.
Let's see, motivation. I guess it'd be under motivation, personal motivation.
Okay. I can't make him do something. He has to want to. If you can help him, that's awesome.
We can give him a notch.
Thank you. That would be wonderful.
Interesting. It says he has some safety issues that he's working on.
Right.
Humility, harmony, self-love, happiness, sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like everything that God wants us to do, self-sacrifice.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and bring that up to 70%. That was really low. That was like down to 20. Go ahead and lock that into place. This will give him a notch for you.
Thank you.
Welcome. He might feel that.
Thank you.
But I gave him a notch.
Like I told him, you know, there's nothing just to try it. I mean, who knows? We might hate it. I think we'd get along fine, though. To be honest, I really do. It's such a haunting. It's the craziest thing. You haven't met your twin flame yet, have you, Andre?
No, I haven't.
It's probably the most. I don't know how to. It came from out of nowhere. It was just very bizarre and changed my life.
Not in this lifetime, but from another lifetime I have.
Mm. Yeah.
It's very powerful. It's like a bolt of lightning that hits you.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever they're going through, you go through it as well. And it's varying degrees.
You do.
The compassion, the love, the depth, the purity, the patience, the lack of judgment, the height of the emotion. Like it's not like you experience an anger. It's a I don't know. It's like the other half. It's the craziest thing. It's wonderful. It's wonderful, and it is really magical to have. You know, you just know how they're doing all the time. Hmm.
you suffer like Jesus did on the cross.
I certainly feel like it at times. For sure.
But why?
Pardon me?
So do I.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
There's no shame. There's no shame.
Yeah.
It's just like the Indians when they do the sun dance on the cross. There's no shame in it.
Yeah.
And to honor your father, you know?
Right. Well, the connection between you and Roy is very solid. There's no question about that. It's almost, in some ways, it's like talking to the same person, even though it's not. You have a very, very solid, beautiful friendship. And it is paternal, I recognize that, but you've got a very good friendship.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we really do. Which is nice, you know?
You know, I was watching a movie, even though it wasn't of the light, but I was watching a movie of this kid and his father, and they would travel around the world, and they would rob banks together, but they had the most wonderful, beautiful relationship between father and son. And even though it wasn't of the light, I could still see the relationship.
Yes. Yes. No,
and it's
the
bond. That's what I see.
Yes. Yeah, and well, you do that actually, and you help increase. And so now it's, you know, access consciousness, and I guess I should probably talk to you guys about this off air. But access consciousness is a wonderful way, the language is that's used in helping to just because you work on meridians of the head. There's 32 spots that you touch on that help just clear the clutter from your brain. Oh, pardon me, it's an old style of energy work, but it's got a new name to it. It's called Through Access Consciousness. And it's a form of
beautiful
sacral cranial work. So, you know, when you're not getting the right answers, are you asking the right questions? And then just clearing whatever it is that's going on and help making it so that, because what you guys do is really important. Even what you just gifted me with for Brian, which is, you know, he and my children, there are no other people that are more important to me. And I am a healer, so I love all people, and or I have compassion for all people. You know, even the ones that upset me, I do my best to work a clean heart with. Anyway, when it comes to what you do, what the question to ask is, what infinite possibilities exist so that I... Or, you know, how can it get better than this? That's one of the nicest ones. You know, when you're out and about, how can it get better than this? And that it just creates a space for great and cool, exciting possibilities, right?
Right.
That's true.
It is. So, you know, for you guys to be able to move, I know your dad, I did hear you speak about that before, about going to Vegas. So it'd be really wonderful to see you secure some gigs. So that you can share and show. I don't feel like it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. Like it's really the work that you did on my body with the healing, like through the telephone line. It worked. Something happened that shifted my system, and you know, I'm gradually feeling better and better and better because there's been a lot of traumas that have happened. And for both him and I, and it's impacted my my being, right? So, you know, I'm better for it now, though, and thank you. You were part of helping me get well through it.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to share something with you, you know, as you were talking. One of the biggest things that we were picking up was that why we weren't able to move forward, because we were lacking some tools.
Okay.
And when Adrian found out, and this is, you know, there is no coincidence.
No.
You know, this, you know, Adrian found out about these charts through me because I sent him to the website to find out who was using these charts.
Okay.
And nobody else knows about them.
Hmm.
Just like, you know, not a lot of people know about geotrans. You know, these are sacred geometry number codes, you know, that we use.
Right.
But if I wouldn't have done the research, I wouldn't have known anything about them.
Right.
Right.
I made the initiative. That's where people don't make the initiative. They don't make the time or the initiative to find things out.
Right.
They're too busy with their nice cars, too busy with their girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever. Their mind is racing.
Sometimes it's too woo-woo for them as well. You know, some people, they're just too spooked by the whole, some people are just spooked by it. And that's fine. You know, they can feel however they want. But...
And this is going to be interesting. I was telling Adrian about a video that I was watching. It was a message from the Pleiadians.
Uh-huh.
In the message, it was saying that a lot of people, you know, a lot of the, this was, you know, goes way back when they were experimenting with everybody's DNA. A lot of people's DNA was split. And some were split more than others. And that's why a lot of people are still not awakened. And a lot of the, you know, like us, like, you know, we've awakened and we were, we've connected, you know, that DNA.
Right.
Yeah. But eventually what's going to happen is that we're all going to be part of the 12-string DNA, or even our chakras will be, and we'll be in the higher chakras also. And a lot of this information is going to come through.
I believe we're there. I was talking with Johnny today, who's a wonderful, I'd consider him a little bit of a celebrity and well versed in what he does. And he's such a breath of light, And he's very focused on, like me and like you, in just creating awareness for people and teaching.
Right.
You know, the more you teach, you're creating masters so that people can, you know, they're teaching others so that, you know, it's like, oh, wow, we can do all this. It's within us, right?
Right.
That's a big thing. Can I ask you both, on to do with my relationship with my man, do you feel it's likely that we'll be living together fairly soon?
Nathan, what do you get in?
I'm getting that around the fall.
Okay.
For some reason, I'm feeling around that, around that time, probably around June, July, August, probably around September.
Okay.
As we're coming closer to the fall.
Okay.
I'm getting there's still some issues that haven't been cleared yet. Do you know what these issues are?
Not exactly. You know,
does this have something to do with, you know, his living, where he's living, or...
I know he's concerned about his mom. He lives with his mother, and he looks after the bills for her, right? He pays for everything. So now
she would have to move. You would have to move in with the mother.
I don't think he'd want to do that. I think I could be wrong, but I don't think he'd want to do that.
Because what I'm getting that's the issue. He don't know what to do.
Yeah, he's worried about her health.
Yeah.
But she also has a daughter.
Yeah.
So,
is she close to her mom?
I have no idea. No idea.
So he might be the one that's a lot closer to her than his sister.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of worry and desperation.
Yeah.
Oh, OK. forget what it is. His soul is out of his body. There's a detachment. It's interesting because my friend was reading his friend, and he said that he felt like there was a detachment from his body, and I was thinking, what does that mean, detachment, you know? And now that it's coming to me, I think their soul is out of their body, and it's beside them. So if there's any kind of detachment, then that, we've heard of that before, haven't we, Roy?
Yeah.
Where it's possible, like Maxwell was talking about, what happens when they do so much soul damage, their soul comes out of their body and it stands beside them or something like that. Has he had a lot of soul damage growing up?
He's been hurt very badly, and he has a really hard time moving through it, which is, you know, that's a lot. Like, he struggles with depression, and he does beat up on himself a lot. So, you know, there's...
Did he use any kind of drugs or use a lot of alcohol?
Yes, he has and does at times.
Because I'm getting that's where he had that detachment. What happens is the spirit, you know, when a person, not you, but when a person, you know, gets mixed up, you know, with drugs or alcohol, that's when their soul, you know, stays to the side, and that's when, you know, it's almost like your body is without a soul, but then that opens up your aura, and that could open up entities to get into your aura.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe what I had to tell Reed then, I think Shane has a detachment, and that's why, that explains why I feel demonic energy around him. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, with my Brian, you feel that? Or
so I another thing, too, is you need to check the charts and see if any kind of energy has attached to him.
So I'm confused. Are you talking about Shane or with Brian?
With Brian.
Okay.
Well, Shane is a good example of a friend that I know. And Shane has a detachment. My friend picked that up today, and I was thinking, what does that mean? And now it just came to me, and I was thinking, maybe that's why I feel demonic energy around Shane, you know?
Yeah.
So if there's a detachment, yeah, of course they're going to jump into the body. So we need to bring his soul back, okay?
Okay. Yes, please.
I've done this kind of work before in the astral realm, but it's very tricky. But with my charts, I can do what I call a realignment.
Okay.
Which is exactly what he needs. Let's see if that's correct.
No, it's almost like a realignment. It's like a front end alignment on a car.
Yeah.
You know, our bodies need to be realigned.
Yes.
Yeah. So that we can go, you know, on that straight and narrow path.
Right.
Oh, he's at 60%. He really needs a realignment. Okay.
Right.
So let me go ahead and do that for you and bring his soul back in. Just take me wherever you need to go. And his soul's lost in a dark place. It's not chained up, it's just lost. I go a little bit deeper in the astral. Wow, I'm starting to feel this in my stomach, like heavy. whatever it was in his stomach. Go ahead and lock that into place. Readjust realignment. Bring back the soul. Come on, go back in. Back into the body. Okay, and go ahead and put a firewall around him to protect him at 100%. Place a firewall around him, please, his magnetic energy field. Bring it up to 100%. Lock it into place, balance it out. Okay, it's complete. Is it complete? Yeah, it's complete.
You know, and I just wanted to share with you, Sharon, that firewall that Adrian just put up, it's almost similar to, remember the movie Star Trek, how they used to put up their force shields
right.
when somebody was trying to blast them in space?
Yeah.
It works in the same way.
Well, to be honest with you, the reason why my friend Shane has his soul separated because he's been on medication for bipolar.
Okay.
And I feel that a lot of these medications that they've been putting people on with these side effects, not telling what kind of soul damage it's creating.
Right.
You know, he's probably forced to take it.
Well, he's told, and he's trusting the doctor, right? He's not.
Well, they put a lot of fear into people, and they feel that's the only solution.
Well, they think
the doctors know everything,
right?
Yeah.
Their parents are forcing them to take. I mean, I have a friend that's in his 20s, and their parents shove pills down his throat if he don't take them. And if you were to look at him, he looks so over-medicated, he just looks pale. Like there's no life in him, but he's so full of light and love and spirituality, and you know, you think it's like it's killing him inside.
Yeah.
So we're medicated, you know.
Yeah.
So what do you feel about the work Adrian just did for him, Charnette?
I'm very excited. I look forward to seeing the results with him.
Great.
You know, that would be awesome.
You're gonna see a huge improvement.
Well, I'm very ready for that.
Adrian's done this more than once, and he's seen some excellent results.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's been a long time, and as I said, I believe he's my twin flame. I know you said that I believe that, so it is. But does it resonate for you when I speak it?
Well, I just checked my chart
to
see if he is a twin flame, and it went to the twin flame. So that is confirmation that is a yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a very heady relationship for me because there's just been a lot of blockages and issues, and some, you know, they're in my control and some are absolutely not. So,
this work that Adrian just did, I think if Adrian wouldn't have done this work, it would have took a lot longer.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Very, very much so. When I get my passport, believe me, Arizona's on my mind for getting down that direction. I just love, there's nothing I would love more than to just sit at a fire out in the desert and just chat and listen and drum and enjoy the magic of.
You and
wow.
Him need to go to Sedona.
Oh, Brian and I? Yeah.
Arizona, yeah.
Yeah.
You and him would love that energy. Yeah.
Yeah, you need Sedona.
Yeah.
It's such a healing energy.
Go up into one of the vortexes and meditate together.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And if you go at nighttime, you'd be real lucky to see a UFO.
Really, huh? Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, very fun. So long as they don't decide to take me. I used to want to leave Earth very badly, and I do believe a lot in intergalactic stuff. And I find this planet very dense, but I'm here. So I've got to do what I can. My job is to help awaken, empower, teach, share.
Yeah.
Obviously, my own. I have my own lessons that I'm working on. But, you know, I've learned a lot of phenomenal, phenomenal things. A large part of it is because of him and, you know, having to figure it out or learn.
Well, it's
what,
important,
you know,
that twin planes come together. What's going on is the dark side's trying to put, see, a lot of light workers, what they're doing is they're putting like a shield around the earth with the light. It's almost like a web. And what the twin flame energy is doing, it's intensifying that.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important that twin flames come together, because then we could overpower the dark side.
Well, it's here for 4 months, I think, right now, astrologically what we're in. Is that right? We're just moving into some kind of a really magical space. And you know, hopefully, well, it doesn't matter. No matter what, you know, we're evolving all the time. It's just nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice to seize the wave and ride it and enjoy it.
Yeah. The main thing is don't go against the current.
No.
We have to go with the flow.
We know where the current.
Have you ever have you ever been to the beach and have the waves, you know, come up against you?
Yes.
I mean, they're so powerful that they'll almost knock you down.
Well, I took my bottoms off the one time I was down in Huntington Beach in California. I'll never forget that, because that is not what I was expecting.
Yeah. But what's interesting, if you turn sideways, the waves don't hit you as hard.
No.
And that's, you know, I found that was very interesting.
Yeah.
That's so, balance.
Yeah, that's balance.
Yeah.
And why is it that we're all, you know, a center of balance? It's almost like a triangle. At certain angles, we have more strength.
True.
Where you can't be knocked over as easy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Very true.
So it's important, you know, for all of us to be at our center of balance.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I agree. We are always out of
people. How do you feel now?
I'm tired at this moment, but I'm so excited to see the results.
Well, we're glad that, you know, this is going to be interesting. We've had past callers, you know, where we've talked to them and helped them. You know, me and Adrian are both hypnotists, and we, you know, not consciously thinking about what we put people into that deep state, you know, of relaxation.
Yes.
And we had a couple of ladies fall asleep on us, and we could hear them snoring over the phone.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
That's funny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very funny.
But we have to have some humor, you know.
Oh, God.
We can't take life so serious all the time.
No, I don't think it's healthy to. Do you feel like I'll be seeing him and spending time with him soon?
I feel it's going to happen a lot sooner now.
Okay.
I do too.
It was, yeah.
I feel like whatever we did, it gave him a nudge.
Yeah. Did I ever share a story with you when I was younger? First time I was gonna dive off a high diving board?
No.
When I was younger, I always wanted to. You know, I learned how to swim on my own. I never had no lessons, first of all, but I always used to watch people diving off the high diving board, and I thought, well, I'd love to do that. So I climbed all the way up the ladder, and, you know, there was a long line behind me, and I walked to the edge of the board, and I looked down, and I thought, no way, this is way too high. I'm going back down those ladders. But there was a, you know, pretty good-sized lady that was behind me, and she goes, I'm going to give you a choice. Either you jump off on your own, or I'm going to throw you off. So I decided, well, I don't want to be thrown, so I just jumped. And after that, I broke that fear, and I was up and down that ladder all day long. That's the nudge that he needed, was to get past that fear. Yeah,
are you guys still there? Hello?